Chrissy, thanks for coming in today.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
So what's your vision? What will it look like here in Rhinelander?
What it will look like one day a month. Preferably, I would like to have this in like a large church hall or in a gymnasium. They will come one day a month. Like the Rhinelander Food Pantry, the food pantry that currently is in Rhinelander, they give out about 30,000 pounds of food in 1 month. Ruby's Pantry can do that in 1 day. So the impact that is going to make just in the Northwoods in general is going to be pretty profound.
So it's 1 day a month instead of every single day.
Yes, it's only 1 day a month. A semi comes, we unload the food, and any food that is not used can be put back on the truck, and they bring it back to the warehouse in Waupaca.
Interesting. So we already have one food pantry.
Correct.
Here in Rhinelander. So what's the need for a second one?
This would be a great addition to them, I think. The target market that I think that Ruby's Pantry is for is those families less fortunate that live paycheck to paycheck. I know it's hard for some families to kind of stand in line, and it's about their dignity. And with Ruby's, you pay $15 for roughly about $100 worth of food. $12 goes to back to Ruby's Pantry for operating costs, and $3 stays in our community for benevolence. I do believe that this really can make a positive impact, not only just in Rhinelander, but our surrounding cities as well.
So you actually pay for food at Ruby's Pantry, which is kind of unusual for a food pantry.
It is. I know firsthand what it's like and what it feels like to stand in line at some of the food pantries that I've participated in, and it's difficult. So a lot of the families rather would go without than have to stand in line. It's such a pride thing. And with the contribution of the money, I think that it makes the families feel like they paid for the food. So that helps a lot.
So where did this idea come from? I mean, how did you get involved in trying to make this happen?
Well, my sister lives in Chautauqua, Wisconsin, and she runs a soup kitchen. And we went and visited a Ruby's Pantry that was in Barron. And it was quite the experience. It was not like your typical food pantry. Everybody talked in line. They usually do a prayer service beforehand, and there's no paperwork you fill out. You just go there, and that's what makes it so simple. There's no income limit. They don't ask for verification of, like, your utility bills, nothing like that. Proof of residency, nothing like that. So it's different. It's different.
What kinds of food are available, and where does it come from?
The food comes from surplus, larger distribution companies like Golden Gertsy or Golden Plump, sometimes Walmart. Whatever is left over in their warehouse that's like dented or just leftover food that they know they're getting a new shipment in, and they just call Ruby's Pantry. And currently right now they have 15 semi-road trailers that travel from Minnesota to Wisconsin on a regular basis. There's 36 locations in Minnesota and Wisconsin together.
And so you have this idea, you want to see it come to Rhinelander. What are the steps involved, and how are you progressing with that?
First, I have to find a location, which has been quite the feat for me. A lot of the places that I've looked at are buildings that are for sale, and the owners of these buildings don't want to turn on the lights, don't want to turn on the heat, because they're buildings for sale. And the ideal location for a Ruby's Pantry would be like a gymnasium. And it's just really, really difficult for me to find a secure location. I've been trying to get Ruby's Pantry here for well over a year.
So is that sort of the last hurdle that remains, is finding a space?
That is the last hurdle. I was hoping to get it here by Thanksgiving, but it doesn't look like it's going to happen.
How soon could it come in if you found the space tomorrow?
Days. 2 days. 3 days. A truck will be here.
Wow. How can they respond so quickly?
Because of the amount of semis they have. It's pretty profound, the amount of food that they distribute.
Well, Chrissy Peterson, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.